Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Salim Qazi, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Jazakallah khair for joining us on Marcus Sahaba, the voice of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah this morning. How are you doing, beloved brother?
Alhamdulillah, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Shafat, Jazakallah for having us.
You know, Salim, you know that, and I recall that moment when, you know, when my mother, you were driving the hearse, you know, the light drizzle coming through, and, you know, you advised me from the time you took me in the hearse with you, you know, and we went to the Kabristan to the R Road, and, you know, all that you were advising me and this and that, that I will never forget. But Alhamdulillah, Allah has given you an amana, which is, you know, before we get into, you know, the real reason why we're going to talk this this morning, I want to know, are you a fisherman also, Salim?
No, I'm not a fisherman.
Hey, I don't, Salim, hey, you know, he doesn't do, because, you know, he's so dedicated to what he does. Now, Salim, you know, going into the IBC, and one of the things when I met one of your members, Hussein Mullah, who's also very close to me, and he's told me about the event that you had. And someone that we really neglect are those gravediggers that really do the hard work, that keep the Kabristan clean and so forth. And here, you know, you had this brilliant idea of having an evening to, you know, embrace them and celebrate them and have a dinner with them. Talk to us about, you know, the planning that went through and the thought pattern that went through in your head and your members, Salim.
No, Alhamdulillah, what has happened is, Shafat, our spiritual master, our current spiritual master, Hazrat Sayyid Arshad Shah, was in the country last month, and he had visited the cemeteries, and he had visited the numerous ghusl khanas, and he was very pleased. In fact, he opened a new ghusl khana in Savannah Park. And then, Alhamdulillah, we were blessed that after 6 weeks, he returned back into the country. And, you know, and I told him, Hazrat, that we would like to host the grave diggers. So he said, no, we definitely must, because they are the most important part of your entire job. So I said, yeah, Alhamdulillah, Hazrat, that is true. And so we decided that we will host them, because we did some stats. And in our stats that we found in during the time of COVID, COVID-19, in January 2021, we had 350 burials just in the greater Durban area. Not out of Durban. The furthest we went was Phoenix and our Overport area, the Durban Clearwood area, and Chatsworth. There were 350 burials that were done. And when we did, we got somebody on the quantity survey side to do some calculations for us. It worked out to 1,400 cubes of sand that was removed from each grave, from the graves, total graves. And that totaled 234 truckloads that was removed, 6-meter truckloads. That's the amount of sand was removed in 1 month by these dedicated people and very important people in the burial work. Now, if they were not there to do that, obviously we would have been really battling, because in our burials, in our graveyards, we cannot use TLBs to remove the sand, because obviously we do not have enough space for that kind of thing. And we are recycling. So it was such an effort. But Alhamdulillah, we've been blessed with great people in great grave diggers, and they are doing such a fantastic job. But like I say, they are the ones that are least appreciated.
Now, Salim, you know, you said it brilliantly. You said that the truckloads and, you know, you look at 334 cubic meters of truckload, yeah, and sand in 1 month. And, you know, the grave diggers, as you said, there are some great grave diggers. And perhaps, you know, some off your head, can you think of some of the legends, the grave diggers that have also made parda from this dunya, Salim?
You know, Alhamdulillah, during my time while I'm there, I can't really remember any of these guys that are there. They're and they seem like, you know, every time I look at them, they seem to be getting younger. You know, I can't remember anyone 200. Besides Jabbar, who was from Dayal Road. You remember him?
I'm sure you remember. Well.
He was also
an alim.
He was also an alim and a very dedicated yes. Then we had Brother Ali from Flower Road, now that you're talking about it. He was also very long into this And these guys, alhamdulillah, I mean, with Jabbar, it was such a nice thing that you never had anybody to lead the Janaza Namaz. He was there to even do that. So, alhamdulillah, those were two guys that I can remember off the head, and they were very dedicated. And, you know, those are big cemeteries. So, shukr alhamdulillah, we were truly blessed to have some very great guys with us. I mean, imagine an alim of deen. He had to go into that situation where he had to start digging graves. But this digging of graves is such a great amanat. It's a great gift from Allah to these people. And we just, the community needs to understand and appreciate these people. Because, you know, with the Islamic Burial Council, I mean, your next speaker is Ahmad Parak. He was a guy that initiated the first chairman of the IBC. And he knows that once the cemeteries came in our control, he'll be able to tell you that it was such a challenge. But alhamdulillah, when it came in our control, then we could do burials at any time. And Allah, it came at a time when Allah knows everything. He knew COVID is coming. He knew a time is going to come where we're going to be burying 2, 3, 4, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, any time, you know, in the late part of the evening, early parts of the morning. So we were ready for it by the cemeteries being in our control. And alhamdulillah, the hard work that was done by Ahmad Parak and AV when he came in as a vice chairman of the Islamic Burial Council. And then unfortunately, due to other reasons, they had to step down. And when we took over, then the challenge that was faced, and it made it so easy for the IBC being in control of the cemeteries. And we mustn't forget the private cemeteries. Where the administrators, like Dayal Road is one of the private ones, and the administrators were there, and they supported us, and they never, ever gave us a hard time. We could bury at any time. So having the cemeteries under the control of the IBC and these private cemeteries, it's very important for the Muslim community. And like when the Hazrat was here, and he saw the cemeteries, and he compared them to the cemeteries of Pakistan, and he said, our cemeteries are like parks, the way it's well-maintained and the system and, you know, all the kabars are in a line. And he was truly amazed with what was happening here. So, you know, at the end of the day, we also lost during the time of COVID, we lost some great administrators like Ibrahim Sattar from Dayal Road Cemetery. And, you know, that was a great loss for us. But alhamdulillah, his son Muhammad is there, Ismail is there, Ismail Jusab is there. So, the work is going forward. Allah has blessed us, and we know, although I have taken over as a chairman and my new executive team, but we still have the support of Ahmad Parak and AV, and, you know, alhamdulillah, the community is behind us. That's the most important thing. We're just making dua that, inshallah, more cemeteries are given to us because there will always be a need for more.
You know, Salim, it's you know, it feels like a small world when I'm talking to you. And as I know, you know, people should know that I'm also very close to you, and we love each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You talk about, you know, Jabbar there, and, you know, there was also Osman at Dayal Road, you know, cemetery. I mean, you talk about Sattar, all, you know, close members. And it's amazing that, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the names alive of Jabbar, and also you talk about our Sattar, Rahimullah. You know, these are people that are selfless. They have done the work. And, you know, when you look at these private cemeteries, I mean, you, as you said, you have to hand it to the Jusubs. When you look at Flower Road, it is the, you know, the Falcon Khan family that comes to the fore. And, you know, they make sure that they do keep the Kabristan in ship shape. And as you said, Hazrat Ji, you know, has commented on how beautifully we keep our Kabristan. And, you know, this is an indication that everything that's been run by IBC is, mashallah, thought. And you make sure that you have everything covered, unlike the potholes of this country, Salim.
Ji, alhamdulillah, you know, like Allah says that I will never give a soul a bigger burden than he or she can handle. So whatever challenges we take, we just make dua that Allah give us the strength to do it to the best of our ability. And, you know, even like if you take Hilal Cemetery under Ibrahim Randri, it was a cemetery in high demand. It is still a cemetery in very high demand because of its location. And, you know, alhamdulillah, they now Yusuf Nana Bawa has taken over from Ibrahim in regard to that cemetery. And alhamdulillah, they're doing, you know, they are there. They're there for everybody. You look at Phoenix Cemetery, the first cemetery that had the most influx of COVID. And alhamdulillah, Ghaffar Bhai is there too. But they made it happen. You know, alhamdulillah, these are people that we need. These are people, you know, Allah has blessed us to, in our journey, you know, like I said, it's a journey. And this journey, Allah has blessed us to come across all these people and meet these people like these grave diggers. You know, when you sit back and you think about it, I mean, we know sometimes we go for mayats, and you know, with our family mayats and all, we're trying to cover the hole. Sometimes it's so difficult. But how these guys are removing from the bottom and sending to the top, it's such a challenge. That's why all I'm asking the listeners and, you know, the community is to appreciate these people. You know, sometimes you walk into the cemetery and you see how somebody is calling one of these grave diggers. And if I'm there, you know, like my blood boils. That, you know what? Do you know the status of this man that you want to address him in this way? Do you know who this man is? I mean, how many people would have known that that Jabbar was an alim? You know what I'm saying? Now my team, I know when it's namaz time, it's salah time. They stop and they go read their salah. I mean, these are all people, although they're doing such difficult, they're sweating all the time, they're doing such difficult job, but they know they're pillars in Islam. And all I'm saying to the community is respect them and help us in the IBC, you know what I'm saying, and in the other private cemeteries, you know, with funding and things like that, so that we can take good care and pay these guys a good salary, what they deserve, you know what I'm saying, because they're doing such a splendid job. I mean, they say you judge the condition of a nation according to the condition of its cemeteries. So, you know, alhamdulillah, we have hope in our country because everywhere you go, you'll see a cemetery and you'll see it's well maintained. So, you know, I mean, you judge the condition of a nation according to the condition of its cemeteries. It's such a big statement. And alhamdulillah, I think we have hope here still in South Africa.
Now, Salim, you know, when you spoke about Jabbar again, you know, you bring him alive, Rahimullah. You know what? I'm going to share something with you because, you know, you're like a bhaijaan to me. So I used to cook every Thursday. And that time, you know, I had some time because, Allah made me so busy with different radio platforms and so forth. So every Thursday, I used to make a pot of, palau and take it for Jabbar and tell him to feed all the grave diggers, you know, and he used to appreciate that. And as you said, you know, we definitely, the salary they earn, Allahu Alam. But, you know, generally people even give them now and then a small stipend. But, you know, as you said, the appeal is, you know, when it comes to kafan dafan and when it comes to, you know, the matters of the IBC, I'm sure many hearts have turned towards you. And, you know, the way you run it so professionally, Salim, that, you know, Allah has truly blessed you all. And you're talking about, you know, the grave diggers are staying forever young. Look at you. You still look like the lighty, I know. And your voice too, mashallah, you still have that strong voice that I know, you know, of many years. Now, you know, that evening that you had for the gravediggers, I want you to share that evening with us on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Salim.
Ji, alhamdulillah. You know, the thing is that, like I said, our spiritual master, Hazrat Sayyid Arshad Shah, was here and we hosted the... And they were so thrilled, you know, because you must know all the cemeteries, they all know each other. There are a lot of foreign brothers in this thing. And they all met together that day. We had the administrators also there. We had some of our silsila people that were also there. And they were fed. And when they saw, you know, the Hazrat walked around and he did not sit to eat. He made sure that all of them had a good meal. Some of them came and they wanted to take photographs with him. And alhamdulillah, the IBC is also, we must say, to thank the South African Muslim Charitable Trust that had given us two new vehicles. So, you know, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Ji saw that and obviously he was so happy. And with these boys, you know, he had and they were, you know, they were talking to him, although they knew that he doesn't speak English. But he said a few words in Urdu and we translated it. And, you know, he told them that they have such a big amana. And this is what he told him. He says, you know, alhamdulillah, you go to the graveyard. He says, you all know all the graves. But you also know the graves where somebody is buried and nobody is visiting anymore. And he told them, I want you all to adopt those graves. He reckon, I want you all to take care of those graves where no family is coming. And he said, and that person that is buried there, he will make your this dunya and your akhirat even better. He reckon, this is my advice to you all, adopt those graves that are not visited by the people. Because alhamdulillah, you take a guy like Dawood, you walk into Brook Street and you ask him, you know Dawood, the one Indian guy that works for the IBC. And then we have Ali, who's there also. These are all grave diggers. And if you ask them, they're able to tell you who's buried in this grave and when last somebody visited it. So, now, Salim, you know.
See, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And then, you know, when he had that chat with them, and, you know, even the administrators and all, he thanked them, you know, for their efforts and, you know, for being there. They were so happy because they seen somebody of such a high stature. I mean, he's a Sadat, you know what I'm saying? And from the family of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, linked to the Awliya Ikram. And, you know, they saw him, they saw his humility and how he interacted with them. They were so thrilled, man. And then, you know, it gave them such great joy. I wish we could do this all the time for them. You know, the IBC hosted them just before COVID. We had given them a bribe, but this time we gave them a good job. And, you know, I could see, although I'm the chairman, and you could see one two of the grave diggers like that. You know, now we'll show the Zani. You know what I'm saying? He has to serve us. Can you bring me some water, please? You know? And I said, Alhamdulillah, today you can ask me for whatever you want. I will do it. But I mean, you know, it was such a nice evening. And they were happy. They were so happy. And some of them, Alhamdulillah, you know, they came in with their suits. And I said, like, oish, are you like, you know, are you getting married soon or what? You know what I mean? It was so nice to see. You know, they put on their best garb and they came and they attended. And it was truly amazing. It was a nice thing. And I say, you know, Alhamdulillah, when big organizations want to, like the Islamic commerce and all, when they want to honor people, these are the people that need to be honored. These are the people that must be given. You know, you want to have a special evening for them. These are the people that we need to call. I mean, I couldn't call everybody from KZN because logistics would have been a problem. But then you also, Allah was so kind to us for that night that there was no burials. So all of them were there from Riverside. And so, you know, everybody came. Hilal, Phoenix, Alhamdulillah, they all came. And it was truly amazing, you know, to see all of them together. And they were having their chit-chat because obviously they're coming from the African countries. And they know somewhere along the line they come from a certain town. And, you know, they were mixing and they were talking and they were so happy. But it was great stuff to have them. Obviously, we had the chairman of Bayview there and a very important advisor to the Islamic Burial Council, Brother Hussein Mullah. He was there. So, you know, he was on the main platform with the Hazrat. And he was just too thrilled to. He also gave some good words for us by the Hazrat, which is important. You know what I'm saying? So we are also fortunate. You know, I mean, we're fortunate that we are linked to some very important people in the community. And, you know, the advice that they give us. And when we're going, you know, we are humans. We are going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And they come to the front line and they tell us that, you know what, this needs to be rectified or this. So, you know, if you're doing this kind of work, you must be ready for criticism. If you're making a mistake, you need to admit I'm making a mistake and take advice. You know, so these are the things. I'm also, Alhamdulillah, now blessed with my vice chairman, Dawood Lokat, from, you know, Darul Yatama and Muslim Gurba Trust. He is now the vice chairman of Islamic Burial Council. Farooq Saib is there, Iqbal Khan is there. I mean, you know, Maulana Tariq is also involved to a certain extent. Then, you know, Alhamdulillah, it's to have these people as administrators and, you know, members of the IBC, they are helping us along and they're guiding us. Every now and then I chat to AV and, you know, I don't have to give his whole name. Everybody knows him, the chair, you know, the main man of Jummah Masjid Trust. So they're advising us and this is important that, you know, we make sure that we remember our roots. And we make dua that we ask the community to make dua that we serve the community with sincerity because most of the guys on the burial site are all voluntary-based workers. And, you know, Alhamdulillah, you see, with the Hazrat coming in, it was so important because my team is getting bigger and he's encouraging the youth to get involved in community work and, you know, to continue serving because that's exactly what got me into it in 1991 when my Piro Murshid Hazrat Sayyid Muhammad Shah told me to get involved in community work. So this is what motivated us. And I think when these masters come and, you know, they encourage you and they drive you towards continuing doing this work because sometimes, you know, you hit a dip and that's when they just come in and they just rescue you, you know. And they lift your spirits and they give you that himmah to continue serving. So this is important. We make dua that Allah grants the current sajada long life. And, you know, he's there to carry on guiding us to continue doing the work. And inshallah, the youth get involved. That is important. And obviously, you know, you hosting these shows and giving us an opportunity to send our part of our message out. It's important, you know, all these things are just, it's all linked.
No, absolutely, Salim. And, you know, the points that you made is number one, you said adopt a grave. I mean, these grave diggers will tell you. Even we, you know, we should make it a point because so many people now, you know, the family members are gone overseas and, you know, the youth of today are more like rainbow chicken. As you said, even picking up the sand or picking up a spade, they can't even pick up a spade. But if you give them an Xbox joystick, hey, they can rock it with their fingers. Then maybe they'll end up with arthritis. I don't know. But the second point you made, the grave diggers should be embraced and celebrated. You spoke about Minara instead of, you know, celebrating this one and that one. What about celebrating those grave diggers who, you know, who are digging your hole for you? Yeah, to put you down there. Very important indeed. But the most important thing, one brew is shouting in my ear. Yes, brother. He's saying, hey, ask Salim, what was the menu like? What did they feed the grave diggers that evening? So Salim, no, bring that menu alive.
Alhamdulillah, we had some starters. We had the samosas. You know, we wanted to give them a charo thing, you know. So we had the samosas, we had the pies, and we had the bhajiyas. And then we started off them with soji. And it's amazing how, you must know, they came into this country and they love soji. You know what I'm saying? And then we had mutton kalia, and then we had cold drinks, and we had tea and biscuits. So they really had a good time. You know, we gave them a top-class chow, and that was nice. You know, they really, it was very nice. So I know who's asking you that question. I just don't know how it missed me to get him there. But you know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, it was very nice. Shukar alhamdulillah. I think they appreciated it. But like I say, inshallah, I think we should be hosting them more often and, you know, appreciating them. And that's all I'm asking the community. And stand behind the organizations that need funding, like the IBC. We have a big salary bill because, we're looking after 10 cemeteries. And I'm doing it with 2 supervisors and 10 grave diggers. So it's a challenge. So we're asking the community, please stand behind us and support us. Send your fundings to us and, you know, make it whichever cemeteries. I mean, even your local private cemeteries. Like if you look at Dayal Road, I mean, it's a mission to look after such a big cemetery, you know. So, and they never, all these cemeteries, they never ever turn you down when you want a qabr. Even if it's a lilla qabr, somebody cannot afford it. You know, they're making sure that it's available. So the public must come to the fore and it must assist us for funding, because, you know, I never ever went out for collections in the 32 years that I'm doing community work. But, you know, a time is going to come where we might have to go out. And I was just telling that to the Hazrat. I said, you know, Hazrat, I never ever did this kind of thing. I mean, I'm running Bayview for 32 years. I never ever went out because we had good people as administrators. And now the current chairman that's there, and we mustn't forget the late Ajir Abbas, who was a teacher in Orient. He was the chairman of Bayview. And, you know, like I said, you know, when you meet, you got people like this on the top. Because when Ajir Abbas, he passed on at the time of COVID also. And he immediately the guy said, Salim, you must now become the chairman of Bayview. I said, no, boss, I'm on the groundwork. And we have better guys than me. And the guy better than me in our organization is definitely, all of them are better than me. But Hussein Mullah stands out. I said, he must be chairman. Hussein Mullah himself told me, no, Salim, you must do it. I said, no. As administration, you guys are the masters. So, you know, alhamdulillah, we got good people with us. And, you know, we the support of the community. We want the support. You know, we don't want to go out to the book everywhere. It's the Muslim's duty to see that these kind of things should carry on, you know, that there's no problem. There mustn't be, our organization mustn't be looking for monies. Monies must be coming to us. If everybody helps and contributes something, then it, you know, how easy it makes life for everybody. We can concentrate on our work knowing that funding is not a problem. You know, so that's all I'm asking, is that the community must please come to the party. Alhamdulillah, the administrators are there. If the funding is short, I know they always come out. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us too, where we can also make some calls and we can get funding. But I'm saying, why must we be making the calls if the community comes? We're spending so much of money on other things. Let's look after our Muslim organizations, whether it is our masjids, our madrasas, which is such an important thing. whether it is the schools, you know, whatever it is, I'm asking the community, especially the Muslims, to need to get involved. You know, sometimes you think, hey, this guy is becoming a counselor or this guy is involved in politics. Today, the politics are important. Everything is linked because today, without contacts, you can't get anything done. You know, even to get out a mayat from the mortuary, you know, you need these contacts. And this is important to that our people, even in the school, whether it's the governing bodies, you know, get involved so that our Muslims are always having a voice.
You know, Salim, you make a big appeal, but I'm going to share a story with you. You know, since you spoke about Hussein Mullah, and, you know, a few months ago, Mufti A.K. Hussein Damat Barakatum's cousin passed away, Gora Karim. So, you know, and I was going to the mayor's house, guess, and the hearse was coming down my road, and it stopped for me. Guess who was driving it? Hussein Mullah was driving it. He reckoned looking for a lift. Imagine on a hearse, and he puts me in the front seat, and he was going to the mayor's house to pick up the mayor. And, you know, it was like a story, like every day, the Shafat Khan, Hussein Mullah coming in the hearse, and I'm there. I got a lift to the mayor's house in a hearse. So, I mean, that is it. And the appeal that you made, Salim, is, you know, Allah bless you for that. And I'm sure, you know, many hearts have turned towards you. And number two, you know, when I look at the mosque boards, I mean, any mosque I go to, there's one name that is very famous. And it's this Contact S. Kazi. Yeah, for mayors and all. Now, who's this S. Kazi? There's I'm talking to him this morning, people. And as Salim says, he can pick up the phone and he's got contacts. But he says he's giving us or giving you the opportunity of being a partner in gaining the sawab. He doesn't want to hoard the sawab for himself. So he wants you. Salim, perhaps you can give your details or your contact details if people want to get in touch with you.
Dear Hamla, it's Salim Kazi. The telephone number is 082-8278614. And our offices are situated at the Hazrat Khalicha Community Center in Clearwood, 20 Sir Kurma Reddy Road. The Islamic Burial Council offices are there. Bayview Muslim Burial offices are there. And alhamdulillah, we are available at any time. There is also my right-hand man, Iqbal Khan, 082-786-8803. He is also available at any time. So alhamdulillah, then even if you contact anyone, whether it be Ahmad Parik or whoever, they'll always tell you, hey, you know, we know this guy and we know his number. So alhamdulillah, like that, we are available 24/7. I mean, this morning we had a mayat 1 o'clock in the morning. At any time, if you phone us, our phones are always this thing. And inshallah, even if my line is not available, it diverts to Iqbal Khan. And if Iqbal is not available, he'll divert to Farad. So, you know, it's always like that. Nobody can say they can't get hold of us. But a plea once again to the community, get involved. Even if it's, you know, financially things are tough everywhere. But just to come and support us, you know, come to this thing. And during the time of COVID, we saw that, you know, when organizations got involved and they helped us when we were, you know, when we really needed their help. So, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, Allah make it easy for every single one of us. Allah bless you, Shafat, and your family, Amen. And raise the status, your full status, every single second, and make it possible that the message goes out at all times.
Salim, I must thank you for getting in touch, you know, being in touch with us. And I think I neglected you. I need to have you more often. And I promise you, I will do that. And my du'as are also reciprocal. You made so much of lovely du'as for me. And I, from the bottom of my heart, I reciprocate those du'as. Salim, you have a, mashallah, beautiful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.